It's Thursday, July 8th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Muslim gunmen kidnapped over 150 students from Bethel Baptist High School in northern Nigeria on Monday. Dozens of distraught parents gathered at the school on Tuesday to pray. Militants have kidnapped nearly 1,000 school children in the region since December to get ransom money. Christian schools in particular are the target of such kidnappings. One tearful parent recounted the events to Reuters.
Just this morning, at about 6, I received a phone call that they have entered the school, kidnappers, and all our children are packed, including my daughter inside. We rushed down here. We confirmed that they are all packed.
No wonder Open Doors has listed Nigeria as the 9th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. A squad of gunmen assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounded his wife, Martine, in a 1 a.m. Wednesday morning raid on their home, inflicting more chaos on the Caribbean country that was already enduring gang violence, soaring inflation, and protests of his increasingly authoritarian rule, reports the Associated Press. The gunmen claimed to be agents with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. But sources told the Miami Herald that the assailants, one of whom spoke English with an American accent, were not with the American agency. Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who claimed the authority to succeed Moïse as Haiti's leader, confirmed the killing and said the police and military were in control of security in Haiti. It's the poorest country in the Americas, where a history of dictatorship and political upheaval have long stymied the consolidation of democratic rule. Haiti's police chief says 4 suspected killers of President Moïse have been fatally shot by police and 2 others arrested in an apparent hostage-taking situation. Leon Charles said late Wednesday that 3 police officers held hostage were freed. Hungary rejected demands from the European Commission yesterday to repeal their new law against homosexuality. The law bans schools from using materials that promote sexually perverted lifestyles. The commission threatened sanctions against Hungary. But Hungary's official, Gergely Gulyas, said, quote, Brussels' efforts to have us allow LGBT activists into school and nursery schools are in vain. We are not willing to do that, end quote. On Monday, 2 abortion measures failed in the United Kingdom. Members of Parliament dropped 2 amendments to the country's police, crime, sentencing, and courts bill. One amendment would have legalized the murder of unborn babies for any reason up to birth. The other amendment would have punished pro-life sidewalk counseling with up to 2 years in prison. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says, The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Last week, Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed a state budget that gives conscience protections to healthcare providers. The new budget says medical professionals, healthcare institutions, and healthcare payers can refuse to participate in any procedures, including abortions and so-called gender reassignment surgeries, that go against their religious beliefs. A prominent California pastor in the Southern Baptist Convention is calling on parents to take their children out of the public schools. Author and pastor David Jeremiah urged parents to find a Christian education for their children during an Independence Day weekend sermon at Shadow Mountain Community Church.
In this time when we are being bombarded and intimidated by socialist ideology, it's time to rethink Christian education. Because I'm now at the conclusion that the schools that are taking the state's programs are no longer a fit place for Christian young people to be. Because they will be so brainwashed by this. We used to worry about our kids being brainwashed in college. Then we thought, well, if we're not careful, they get brainwashed when they're in high school. They start the brainwashing in the first grade.
Ephesians 6 verse 4 says, And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Christian evangelist and motivational speaker Nick Vujicic announced he is starting a pro-life bank. This comes after he had his own bank account shut down when he began speaking out for human life. Nick, who was born without arms or legs, leads a ministry organization called Life Without Limbs and has been addressing pro-life issues since 2019. Nick told the Epoch Times he wanted to start a bank that not only refuses to fund abortion, unlike many other banks, but also funds Christian groups.
We will not fund abortion, but we will actually fund 50% net profits to Judeo-Christian-aligned nonprofit organizations that are biblically aligned and doing the will of God according to our belief systems.
Daniel McCurdy, a 15-year-old homeschooler in Knoxville, Tennessee, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "Thank you for sticking true to God's word in this Christian newscast. One of the things I love the most about The Worldview is the news from a Christian perspective. That's a nice change. I also like being able to wake up and read what God says about the bad things in the world through His very own word. Thank you for the time that you spend to make this newscast possible." End quote. And Tara Troll in Downsville, Louisiana, wrote me and said, quote, "I just wanted to say what a blessing The Worldview is to my family. We begin each weekday listening to it and tailor our prayers around what we learn. My husband also listens on his way to work. We homeschool our three boys, and The Worldview is a vital part of their education, being able to make connections with what we teach them and how it applies to the culture around us. We believe in intentionally exposing our children at the appropriate time to the culture and the war that is being waged against Christianity and the Word of God. Thank you for all you do to bring us the news and applying scripture and truth to it." End quote. And finally, to help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by this Friday, July 9th. Just 2 days left. 12 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Ida in Cedar City, Utah, and Mavis in Tampa, Florida, both of whom gave $50. We're thankful to God for Philip in Homedale, Idaho, who gave $200, William in Marshall, Illinois, who gave $250, Michael in Lenore, North Carolina, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, Justin in Zebulon, North Carolina, who pledged $30 per month for 12 months for a gift of $360, and John in Lummi Island, Washington, who gave $365. And we're grateful for the generosity of James in Lenore, North Carolina, who gave $400, the Kelly family in Woody Point, Queensland, Australia, and Dawn in Hutchinson, Minnesota, both of whom gave $500, Rochester in Willow Springs, Missouri, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600, and Richard in Alexandria, Minnesota, who pledged $500 per month for 12 months for a gift of $6,000. Those 12 gifts add up to $9,575. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $64,523. Praise God for the generosity of His saints. The entire Worldview team is deeply humbled by the sacrifice of the remnant. In order to hit our final goal of $65,000 by this Friday, July 9th, we need to only raise $477. But do you think we can hit $70,000? That would mean I need to find 9 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 4 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. We've just got 2 days left. Let's see what the Lord will do. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, July 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.